T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, baby. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Wednesday morning. Brisk. Iguanas falling out of the trees. This is like my Christmas. Very exciting. Can't wait to go round up some reptiles after this.
How are our old friends doing? Our old iguana hunters doing? Tarzan and...
Tarzan and Tyrone Spong. I haven't heard from Tyrone Spong since the whole thing with his fight went down. I texted him right after it happened, and I was like, hey, man, just hope you're doing good, and, you know, if you want to come on and talk about it or whatever, just let me know. And he said that he did. We just never matched up. He ended up going to London to go spar with Anthony Joshua after that. But I don't think he's been iguana hunting lately. I don't know about Tarzan. I know that the whole thing that went down, you know, over the summer. But I haven't heard anything really since, other than just following him on Instagram. Seems like he's laying low a little bit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But he should. He should go out. I think that actually, I remember that, because we were talking about that whole thing. I think that when he went and rounded up all those frozen iguanas the last time, That was the one that were like full artificial and wildlife. Okay, came knocking at his door. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing with all these iguanas? Because WSVN did a story about him and all that stuff. We had him on like before like all that frozen stuff happened. It was back in the day. Like, that was like his first, I think he said it was his first radio interview at the time. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, maybe the wildlife people told him to let it go.
I love you, man. So, yeah, it was an awesome night last night. Speaking of ice, it was an awesome night for your Florida Panthers. Really, really cool night for Joel Quenneville, who got to return to the city that he won 3 Stanley Cups in. Yeah. That's right, Q. He went there, and the Panthers kicked the crap out of the Blackhawks. Won the thing. Frank Vetrano, Frankie V going out there, lighting the lamp 3 times, getting himself a hat trick. And so the Panthers go into the break now with 6 straight wins, which is real awesome. This is one of those things where I don't know how much you believe in momentum in sports, and if you didn't want things to end, it's probably one of those cases where I don't know if I necessarily want a break right now with how good the Panthers are playing, but now they go on a break and we'll have to try and bring it all back, have to hone back in with the good play that they've been playing with, as Huberto will get to play in the All-Star game. And there was a report this week yesterday that we're going to be hosting the NHL All-Star game next year, Leroy.
Really?
Yep.
I would say there is a thing. That is a thing. When you're playing well,
yeah,
you want to keep it going.
Keep it going!
you definitely want to keep it going, and sometimes the break, you know, may not seem like that big of a deal, but playing every other night, being, you know, just having a schedule and then being able to build on what you're doing, even from the coaching standpoint. Hey, I like this. Let's keep doing this. Let's keep going. Now you take a week off.
Right.
Now you almost have to reset.
Yeah, the Panthers are, I mean, hockey has a long break because they're not back in action until February 1st. So that's, what, 10 days?
It's the day before the Super Bowl.
Day before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they'll be taking on the Montreal Canadiens. They play the day before the Super Bowl, then the day after in Canada. Then they have another game in Columbus, so revenge game for Bob. And then they are back home February 6th against the Vegas Golden Knights. And then they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins that week too. So
right,
it's going to be a while before your Panthers are back back in action in front of the home crowd. But that had to be cool for Quenneville yesterday, getting to Chicago. I know they gave him like this cool jersey, like a number 3 jersey with the Stanley Cup pictures on them, and they gave him a big ovation and whatnot. And he was very emotional, more emotional Whoa. Than I thought Quenneville was going to be. You know, because he was
did his hairs on
a little twitch in the whiskers. Do you have any Joel Quenneville from last night, Robbie? He was asked about the idea of what the tribute was like, and I will say one of the that Chicago that you know, I don't like the fact that they're being phony about it. Now they want to like all loves and hugs for him now, but
and they fired his ass.
They did fire his ass. I mean, a guy who won you 3 championships, and it's pretty disrespectful. But I know that that town does hockey really well and crazy amount of fans that are there. So I imagine that they showed him good appreciation. Here's Quinville on last night.
It felt unbelievable. It was a great feeling. You captured some special moments in the building when the enthusiasm and the excitement and the noise and Caner's starting the game off like that and the building was rocking. It felt like a different game and, that was had some importance to it. And it was a special, it was kind of like, saying thank you to me and I was thanking them and it was all good. So it was felt great and, it was made a little interesting at the end of the game, but that was certainly a memorable event that I'm thankful for.
Yeah, saying thank you to you, saying thank you to me, and I said, hold this ass kicking. I think the Red Wings were on a 5-game win streak, too. So it took that.
The Red Wings?
The Red Wings, the Blackhawks.
Yeah, the Red Wings, I don't think they're going to win 5 games in 2 years.
It's not going to happen. I do always confuse those ones, though. I do that. But anyway, Quinville gets himself a win. Good for him. Can we get Sergei Bobrovsky, our boy yesterday? He was between the pipes. He played 3 games in 4 nights and got himself another win. And he was talking yesterday about Quinville and wanting to get a win for his coach and feeling good for him.
Those games you want to win for your coach, we had the 5-game winning streak. They have it, so it was fun game to play like that. It was a little excitement there, and it was good game, and definitely we're happy that we get 2 points.
What did you think of the ovation, the response to the tribute from Quinville tonight?
Yeah, it's definitely great. It's a special moment for him. He achieved a lot in this city, for this organization. And I'm happy and proud for him.
Beautiful. What a beautiful thing. Even though you put trigger in a drop of hat. No. I'm sure Bob knows what that's like. He had the beautiful tribute in Columbus.
He went back to his old apartment.
A bunch of reunion. Yeah, he went to his apartment and he cried. I mean, it's been a bunch of reunions this year for the Panthers. But Frank Vatrano, the star yesterday, hat trick for the Cats, and they have won 6 straight. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I don't know about you guys, but when I found out the Panthers got word that they're going to host the All-Star game next year, it made me think, man, they really can't figure it out with the NBA to get an All-Star game down here. It's like the perfect place to have it. But I noticed all the conflicts with the boat show and the Coconut Grove Arts Festival all that same weekend, and they can't have it. The All-Star game hasn't been down here in 30 years.
I know, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I was one.
Just one. Can we move All-Star Weekend to another weekend?
Yeah, or move one of the other festivals. Make it happen. It's easy to figure out.
We would do that really, really well. The All-Star Weekend would be amazing down here. Like we saw yesterday, did you see the NFL draft that came out with the Bellagio stage? They're doing the stage at the Bellagio in the fountains, and they're going to have a boat take the draftees to the stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we going?
No, come on, man.
Why not?
Bro, you know why. Do you think that's going to happen? I mean, unless you want it. Like, the last time that you were like, no, we're going was McGregor Mayweather, and you made it happen. So, I don't know. But I would say as of right now, with how the planning goes around here sometimes, not likely.
Not really likely. But, I mean, I can't imagine that boat thing. Something. I mean, what if on the way to dropping the prospect off to this podium, what if, like, the boat, like, the engine goes out, the boat stalls in the middle of the sea?
It's not going overseas, Robbie!
And they're going to have to jump out of the boat and swim to the podium to shake hands with the commissioner?
Well, what kind of a boat is it? Is it going to be a motorboat? Is it going to be a gondola? Like, what are we going with?
Do you understand, in front of a casino, they have an entire boat show, okay? I'm more than sure they can handle transporting a player a couple of hundred feet.
Is the Bellagio the one that does the fountain dances?
No, that's
or is that the Caesar's Palace? Dance.
I think that's the Bellagio with the no.
What
that's
if the, what if the, what if that goes off? What if the timers are off and they start spraying Goodell?
What is wrong with you guys?
And just another thing, like, what if you got people, patrons watching the draft that are hammered, they're gonna trip and fall into the water, a lot of things could go wrong with this. I mean, it looks awesome, but
it does look awesome. I appreciate doing something different. I feel like we would do the draft well too. I want the draft.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes,
why not?
everybody would get in trouble.
Why?
Well, they're having the draft in Vegas. You can't get more trouble than that.
Yeah, Vegas is got to be much more scandalous. They got the legal prostitution on the outskirts of the state.
Keyword.
People could blow their signing bonuses in one day.
Keyword.
That'd be bold. Just go out there. You just throw down your signing bonus on red.
You haven't signed yet.
Congratulations. I'm Sam Bradford now.
You haven't signed yet.
Whatever, man.
You know, it's in the bag. It's coming.
You're good for it.
Now, what if Tua? What if Tua? You know, he has issues with hip. He has to like get on the boat and then I mean, and then get off the boat with his bad hip. And you know, the boat's gonna be wet. He's gonna be wearing nice shoes.
If his hip is still bad at that moment, he got time. I'm just telling you. If he walks up to the podium or he goes to the draft with a limp, you still drafting him?
I don't know, man.
You know. Because if your team drafts a guy that walks up to the podium with a limp, you're going to be like, whoa, nobody checked into this?
I'll say this. What has made me a little nervous about it is watching how many guys have success this year who can move. And it does make me a little nervous that even if he is healthy as a pristine passer as he is, it's just not what the league seems where it's going, right? Like, it just seems like everything's moving so fast. We don't know how that line's going to be. So it just seems like, seems like you need that
all
ability.
The things that I've been complaining about for the last 4 or 5 years, you just confirmed. And that is, you're going to bring in a quarterback and not have the rest of your team solidified or to the point where he can coexist with the team you have.
Well, we will talk to Adam Beasley later
on.
Oh,
by the way, I got an update.
Okay.
The Las Vegas News is reporting that the water stage will be a red carpet event. The actual stage will be by Caesar's Palace.
That's a bummer. I don't like that. Adam Beasley is going to join us. He's in Mobile, Alabama. He was watching Justin Herbert yesterday. His column today, the most important question of the Senior Bowl, is Justin Herbert a Flores guy? We find out from Adam Beasley later on today's program.
Yeah, by the way, there was a big murmur.
We knew this was going to happen. Was everybody not saying this during the season? Herbert was going to go to the Senior Bowl and have his workout, and everybody's going to be like, oof. Ooh, you're going to raise some eyebrows.
Yeah, there was apparently a murmur all around the scouting department.
Murmur?
Yeah.
A good murmur.
When Justin Herbert weighed in at 227 pounds, like the lightest he's ever been.
Ooh, in shape.
The season just ended.
It caused a murmur. It caused a murmur in the scouting department that he weighed in at 227 pounds.
Did you see the dopey report from Pro Football Talk where they say that that the Dolphins are enamored with Joe Burrow, especially Steve Ross? Like, hey, Pro Football Talk, thanks. Hey, thanks for the report, sir.
So
appreciate it.
Which brings me back.
Could they aggregate that from him?
No, this is one of his OG reports.
Oh, really?
He reported it. He reported, Dolphins love them some Joe Burrow, especially owner Steve Ross. In fact, they couldn't confirm whether or not that Chris Greer and Brian Flores felt the same way. But here's how he exactly worded it. Per league source, the Dolphins covet LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, the presumptive number one pick in the 2020 draft. Specifically, the guy who signs the check, owner Steve Ross, is the one who wants Burrow. It's unknown at this point whether Flores and Chris Greer agree.
Oh, wait, didn't he want Tua a year ago?
Yes.
You know what I like?
And he liked Lamar Jackson.
I like the fact that...
Allegedly.
I like the fact here. You do stuff like this and you tank for whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Not necessarily for a player, but for a situation. You know, this situation gives you more options. You trade your players away for first rounders for options. So I get bothered when people talk about players and not situations. So the fact that they are in a situation where they can maybe try to do, you know, something to get the guy they want or the best guy. If not, they still have options. That's what this is all about. So I really, you know, it bothered the hell out of me when people say, oh, let's tank for Tua. We're going to get Tua. I don't care if his hips hurt. Let's get Tua. Well, in normal circumstances, you wouldn't feel that way.
Right.
But you've... hooked your horns into this guy.
But why does a report, like, does a report like that come out so maybe the Bengals go,
no, a report like that.
Pick up a call?
A report like that doesn't deserve reading.
Of course he's enamored with Joe Burrow. The guy won the Heisman and won the national championship and threw for as many yards as he wanted to.
Broke football.
Tua
like
never
seven
broke.
Touchdowns in the first half.
Hey, Tua never broke football.
Tua didn't break football.
Broke him.
Over and that's over and over.
Point for now,
hey, and football's not going to get any easier.
No.
Right. So, like, are you willing here? If I said to you right now, okay, and this is both of you guys, your job is going to depend on the first pick that you make in this year's draft.
Which it will for Chris Greer.
Right. Are you willing to stake your career on Tua and he's not healthy? Because that's what it boils down to.
If I don't have to trade up for Tua, I will take the risk.
That wasn't my. We already assumed.
But
that
you're putting my job. You're putting my job on the line. So
right. So if you have to make a pick at number five, and he is an impact player, because if you move up to get Tua and it doesn't work out, that's even worse.
Yeah, it's going
to
cost you more.
Right.
Well,
so,
I did see a report yesterday from, I can't remember if it was Fox or NFL Network, where they said that the Dolphins don't intend to trade their picks, that they are going to keep them.
Yes, that's true.
So,
but, like, you know, all this.
This is the smokescreen, yeah.
Listen,
we know,
it's
we
draft
know.
Time. It's high time for lies.
Right. Again, are you willing to risk, based on what you know about Tua, the good and the bad, are you willing to risk your job on drafting him number five? Because it's easy when you don't have to make that decision. But let's make it real circumstance, real situations. Are you willing to risk your job? Are you that confident that he's going to be healthy and going to work out?
Well, if you don't take two, if he's there at number five and you don't take him, you're probably going to be fired anyways.
If he works out.
If he works out, yes. So it's
again,
a gamble. It's a gamble either way.
This is risk assessment.
Well, do you think that?
Because guess what? You can still get a player that's an impact player.
Well, this would be
that might not be Tua.
Yeah, this would be an interesting one. Like, if they feel like they could maybe trade up, like if it's a scenario where they could go and they could take somebody at five and then they could trade up for Justin Herbert, like in the midst of their draft. Like
in the middle of the first round.
Right, like they take their two picks and then trade up to get him.
Okay.
But I wonder, like, this is one of those ones where I think it's hard, because if you are coming off a draft where Chris Greer went against what the owner suggested and it didn't work out for him.
Right.
Do you kind of cop out and give the guy what he wants?
No.
He's the boss.
Okay, but if it doesn't work out. I mean, I think they have a relationship, and it doesn't seem like Stephen Ross has any Jerry Jones in him. Because we would have already had Lamar. We would have. Wait. If that were the case, we would have Lamar.
You know why he doesn't have Jerry Jones in him, though? Because Stephen Ross isn't charismatic. You put a microphone in front of Stephen Ross, he's going to say something stupid. Jerry Jones loves the microphone. He's basically like the owner version of
Conor
McGregor.
He also loves power.
He does.
Okay, Stephen Ross
fired a lot of guys.
Like, he fired a lot of guys, but he also gives power to a lot of guys he supposedly trusts. You see what I mean? He's not coming in and making a phone call and saying, draft this guy.
Yeah, but why does he trust guys like Tannenbaum?
That's a whole nother conversation. Okay, that's a whole nother conversation. Trusting the right guys. But he trusts football guys to make football decisions. Now, whether he has the right football guys is another discussion.
Can we just agree that the decision should be made by Dan Marino? Like, let's be honest. Why are you
why
leaving?
Why are you doing this?
Let me ask you something right now. If I put it out
Boo!
To Dolphins. No. Hear me out.
As soon as you say hear me out, I know I want to punch you in this. Just chop you in the neck.
If I made a poll, if I asked Dolphin fans, who do you trust picking the franchise quarterback? Just the quarterback. Rest of the draft, it's all up to
that's hire guys so you can pick the quarterback.
The only guy, he's in the organization. He's watched film. He's been around. Who do you trust picking the quarterback? Dan Marino? Chris Greer? That's it. I'm picking Marino. I just wanted to pick the quarterback. You pick your heir. We've been waiting for 25 years. Has it been that long? Feels like I oversold it there. We've been waiting for too long, Marino. You pick the guy. You've been here.
Now,
you sit with Stephen Ross
now,
every game. You pick him.
I'm going to tell you right now.
King of the Dolphins.
Who do you think Dan Marino likes? Herbert.
I think he does like Herbert.
Right. Like he's going to pick a guy that looks like him.
Yeah, but what if he's right?
Okay, fine. Look. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Right.
I'm just.
You are.
Using my resources.
I've never met a guy who's more starstruck.
I like stars, and I like the stars.
But just because they're stars don't mean they can do their job.
Nah, I think they can do their job.
You think Dan Marino could pick talent on this team?
I just want to pick the quarterback.
You can't hire somebody like that. It doesn't work like that.
Quarterback specialist.
Quarterback specialist.
Guru.
A guru. All I want him to do is pick the guy. Just pick him. Dan, do you think they'll ask him?
Yes.
Will they go in the room and ask, here. Dan, what do you think?
Here. Oh, boy. Let's kick through some of these.
Oh, yeah, there's one text that's going to make you... that's gonna be.
We got to take a break. We'll kick back. You guys can text the show 67974. We're back after this. Is it warm yet?
No!
It's enough of this now. All right, it's enough. I like a nice fall breeze like we had yesterday. It's too much.
Well, lately the wind's been blowing 30, so...
I don't like it.
We should call Solana. Give us a weather report, see.
I wonder what he's going to do with his man bun today.
I don't know.
Cover it up.
Just to get a little hat for the man bun.
I got to tell you, this is a hot topic.
If you guys want to vote right now, I just put a poll up. It's at @Brendan_Tobin on Twitter. I've retweeted it at 790 The Ticket. The question, if you could put one person in charge of only picking the Dolphins quarterback in this draft, who would it be? Dan Marino or Chris Greer? Dan Marino right now is winning in a landslide. 63% of the vote. Don't get mad at me.
BS question.
Why? Why is it a BS question? Because people don't trust the Dolphins GM?
And everybody loves Dan Marino.
Yeah, but Dan Marino burned him as a lot of people. Because I've asked this question before. Would you want Dan Marino to be king of the Dolphins? Which I rightfully think he deserves to be. I think he should be running the organization. But a lot of people said, no, he quit. He quit that one time 20 years ago, and I don't trust him. He's not going to do the job. I'm like, all right, fine. We're going to talk about things that happened 2 decades ago. All right, I guess we're just going to always be on that rope. But I'm just saying, only picks the quarterback, Leroy. He's got one job. Everybody's got all these specialists that come around. You know, specialist here, specialist there. His specialty, quarterback. Go pick the quarterback.
You want to, shouldn't that be John Elway's specialty?
Yeah, but John Elway's got a horse face. What do I care what he says? Dan Marino's much more
handsome. What does that have to
do with? Dan Marino's much more handsome.
Oh, so the better looking you are, the better you are at your job.
Yeah.
Not unless you're a stripper. I'm just saying.
Or an Instagram model.
Hey, here. Let's go through some of these.
Go ahead.
Now, I don't know where this came from, but Wendy's is bringing back breakfast.
I didn't know that Wendy's didn't have breakfast. I prefer a place that's got an all-lunch option at all times.
Somebody says, Stephen Ross wants to find a person to trust him. If I get it wrong in the quarterback, I'd rather get it wrong doing what the boss wants.
Mm-hmm.
This one pissed me off. Preach, Tobin.
Thank you.
Definitely not Marino or Greer. That's like Canes fans saying Highsmith was going to fix everything in Miami.
He would have.
Reggie McKenzie. Gets a vote.
He gets a vote. He gets to be there, give his input.
Marino said Tannehill was good enough.
Well, I mean, was he wrong?
After seeing what John Elway did, I'll take Chris Greer.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Yes, Denver tried that with Elway.
Denver won a Super Bowl, by the way, with Elway. I just want to make that clear.
They got Peyton Manning.
Yeah, great. But hold on.
Elway got recruited Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he did the Riles where he threw his Elway rings on the table and says, come on, Peyton. Now, he didn't win with good Peyton. Good Peyton lost to the Seahawks. Bad Peyton, he won with. Kudos to him.
Great players suck at coaching and picking talent. How's picking a quarterback working out for John Elway?
So wait. If I were to tell you this.
Drew Lock actually hasn't been bad.
Can I ask you this? So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me you'd rather have Matt Moore pick the Dolphins quarterback of the future than Dan Marino?
No. What are you talking about?
Because he's not a great player. He's just a journeyman quarterback.
He was actually supposed to be a scout before the Chiefs called him.
Somebody, I would say, how about somebody like Mark Richt? Think he could pick a quarterback?
Yeah.
How about Peterson?
Chris Peterson?
The Peterson at in
Washington?
Philly.
Oh, in Philly. Oh, Doug Peterson.
Oh, Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
It's just like that, the butterfly when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon. It's got to fight its way out.
What level of good do you have to be before you don't trust them to pick the quarterback? Because I think this is a stupid theory.
In most cases, a backup quarterback or Ryan Fitzpatrick could probably be good at it.
Really?
A journeyman, a guy who's seen a lot of football, a guy who's watched a lot of football.
Okay, but you let me get this straight.
I'm just saying that history has shown that the backup quarterback, the guy who's watched a lot of football and not played a lot of football, is usually a guy who can pick talent.
So you're telling me you'd rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick pick your quarterback of the future than Tom Brady?
Look around the NFL. It's usually those are the guys who are usually running these franchises, are backup quarterbacks, and guys who didn't play that much. I'm just telling you.
So you'd rather have Fitzpatrick than Tom Brady? Pick your quarterback.
Yes.
Wow.
You know what I have on my side? History.
Interesting.
I just do.
Interesting.
Why do you avoid that? Like, why can't you look and see who are the guys that have made these picks, who are the guys running these organizations, and go, hey, all right, it's a guy that's been around football, that's watched football, but not necessarily had to play a lot of football.
Great, cool story. 68% of the vote, Dan Marino.
Okay, wait. Didn't we have a quarterback specialist?
And who?
Your boy, Gase.
Yeah, but Gase isn't a legend. I would never have Adam Gase pick the quarterback. He was a false bill of goods.
Dolphins should just hire whoever drafts for the Heat.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Who would you trust more picking the Dolphins quarterback, Pat Riley or Chris Greer?
Well,
check camera.
You ready? You ready to say this? I'd rather ask Siri than Chris Greer. Don't trust that guy at all. He's going to screw it up. Don't understand why he's calling shots. Should have been gone with the rest.
I don't think Chris Greer, like, I don't want Chris Greer to be gone. I'm just saying, like, do you trust him in a situation where he's got to pick a thing with his job on the line, or would you trust Dan Marino, whose job isn't on the line? He just got to pick quarterbacks.
Guy who drafts Dak and Ezekiel, or guy who hired Gase? Whoever that guy is. Isn't that the young...
Jerry Jones.
The young Jones.
Steven Jones.
Steven Jones.
I don't know if he does anything. Oh, Leroy, I'm surprised you ever read this text. This text will make you crazy. This probably might, if you might want to fire Chris Greer if he did this. Offensive lineman first pick and then find a way to
he's out!
Fire.
Out!
And then get Jordan Love in the later when he's
out. You know what I would do if that were, if you come into the draft and say, look, we're going to pick a different player at five, right? We're going to take a different, you know, route. Then I think let's get a impact player, either a
pass rusher, corner,
linebacker, wide receiver, probably be rated higher. Judy.
Yeah, it might be too high for wide receiver.
But even my point is that even if you're going to draft a player, he needs to grade out at that spot, right? I don't want you to draft a guy who grades out 7th. Well, I'd say 10th or later, 5th. You see what I mean?
Yep.
If he grades out 6 or 7, that's not really a reach.
But what about this?
No, I can already tell.
Wait.
I can already tell by the way you're doing it.
No,
just
hear me out.
No, every time you say that, here we go. Get the dumb button ready. He's coming. I know you.
Dan Marino slipped in the draft. That's a slap in the face. So, it's not quite like he was the ponied up legend that John Elway was. He's like, oh, maybe
has nothing to do with where you were drafted.
Maybe I'll go play baseball.
Has nothing to do with where you were drafted.
No, I think it does. I think it does. I think it does. Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer, dude.
He had to claw your way up.
Tom Brady was damn near the last pick in the draft.
Right.
He's a Hall of Famer. It has nothing to do with that. You know what that means? Mm-hmm. That means that Tom Brady will probably look for traits that can be developed in a quarterback and draft a lot of quarterbacks late in the draft. Mm. That's all that means.
I don't know.
I mean,
all I'm saying is, if Dan Marino were to make the decision, Herbert's the next quarterback.
Would you be mad at that?
No. Look, as long as they don't reach, they draft the guy that they want. My whole problem with this whole thing is that before the season started, everybody was already gunning on who they were drafting. And I'm like, you don't know. Let them do their due diligence. I want first and foremost for the organization who has struggled at this, right, to not make commitments like that and say, we're just going to go through the process and then we're going to draft accordingly.
My only thing my counterpoint to the John Elway thing would be, though, like everybody says, oh, he hasn't found the answer at quarterback. Like, what is the best investment he's been able to give at quarterback other than after Peyton Manning? Like, what's the best pick they've had? Because they've drafted a bunch of guys in the second round and late in the first. Like, who do they draft? Like, right. Paxton Lynch at the end of the first round.
Yep. Right.
Trevor Siemian in the beginning of the second round or something like that.
No,
like,
Trevor Siemian was like seventh rounder.
Seventh rounder. Okay. Yeah. So
Locke was a second rounder.
Locke was a second rounder. Excuse me. So, and then they brought in Flacco. Like, and he's like, oh, Flacco's just entering his prime. Like, that's just a thing he says. Hey. So Dan Marino's got the opportunity. He's basically got the pick of the litter other than Joe Burrow.
Wait, somebody said. I got nervous when Leroy said history. You said Roy.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put five first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They've never worked like that. Check the history of
the best.
It's funny every time.
Funny every time.
Somebody, here we go. Here's stepping outside the box. Let your receivers pick your quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick will probably make a great coach.
Yeah. Would he?
Huh?
He thinks so?
He's a scholar.
He's so reckless.
No.
So is.
The players love him. Hey, Doug Peterson, John, or Jim Harbaugh? No, Jim Harbaugh wasn't a backup, dude. He was a first rounder.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick became a coach, does he have to trim up the beard a little bit? Or do you want him to keep the crazy beard?
I mean, have you seen Lovey? They whole coaching staff have Santa Claus beards.
Yeah, that's weird to me. I don't know. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Excited to go back to the Heat Arena House tonight. I just call it an arena house.
You called it Arena House.
I'm excited to go back to the Heat's house tonight. Heat are taking on the Wizards. I didn't go on Monday. I've been trying to get to a lot of Heat games this year. I didn't go on Monday. It was my son's birthday. Oh, my son's getting spoiled this week because he did the birthday on Monday we did for him. We went to Monkey Joe's, went crazy. He didn't want us to sing happy birthday to him. Then yesterday was class birthday, so he got to go and have cupcakes with class. And then Saturday's his party. So it's like it's enough already.
It's a birthday week.
Yeah, what are you getting a birthday week? It feels like we're spoiling him a little bit too much. Yesterday he stabbed me in the eye with his raptor with his tail. We got done reading some Piggy and Gerald at bedtime. I was like, all right, man, it's bedtime. And he goes, no, takes the tail right into my cornea.
Really?
Yep. Hurt like a bastard.
He Derek Jones you?
He Derek Jones me. Yeah.
He only got one eye.
He capped it insane right there. Boom. We have a poll out, a show poll for today.
It's not even a – don't call it a show. I want no part of this. It's a setup question.
Why? Well, it's a setup question. It seems to me via text like people think I'm an idiot.
Here's how fans work. If they like you, they vote for you. If they don't
– it's tough to say.
It's simple as that.
I don't know.
It's simple as that.
I don't know if that's the case. Here's the poll for today. You can vote at @Brennan_Tobin on Twitter or @790TheTicket. If you could put one person in charge of only picking the Dolphins quarterback in this draft, who would it be? Dan Marino or Chris Greer? Right now, the vote sits 68% Dan Marino. Our boy Sal checks in on Twitter. He goes, the fact that Chris Greer received 32% of votes is simply mind-boggling. Now, I don't know if he means that in the way of, I can't believe nobody's voting for Chris Greer and he only has 32% of the vote, or he can't believe that 32% of the people actually voted for Chris Greer. I don't know what he's trying to say there, Leroy. I don't know.
What do you think?
I think that he's trying to say, I can't believe 32% of people actually voted for Chris Greer.
Yes. Yes. Come on, man. Stop.
I would feel like this would be a bigger deal that people that you have a lot of people not trusting.
Is he going to get credit for all the guys he brought in that nobody thought could play and they end up playing? Well, Does he get credit for those guys?
I don't feel
guys?
Like he has. I feel like Flores has gotten most of the credit. Well, does he get credit for that if he's
like... He's the man one making the decisions.
Who gets the decisions, though?
Does he?
Who gets more credit, him or the coach who's coaching him up? Like all these practice squad guys.
You got to bring him in to be able to coach him up.
Yeah, didn't
they got to have it in them.
Yeah, but they brought in a lot of Patriots guys, too, didn't they? I'm just asking. You know, I'm just setting this up. I'm not setting this up.
Yes,
it's just out there. It's just out there.
It's set up to steer people in different direction.
How would you like me to word it? Or you wouldn't because you think it's a stupid question.
Who is better equipped to draft the right quarterback?
I feel like I asked that.
No, you didn't.
I feel like it's the same thing. I think what you just did was samesies.
Is there a third choice? Nope. Well,
no. If there was
evidently there is. This guy says it's Siri. I asked Siri. She wasn't having it.
Nope. She doesn't want to. Siri was anti-tank, so she doesn't want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
We'll ask Adam Beasley. We'll talk more about the quarterback situation. He is in Mobile, Alabama, the poor bastard, right now.
Mobile, Alabama.
How dare I?
Mobile.
We all know that.
Mobile.
We know that all the people from Alabama, they pronounce things correctly, too. So, well, excuse me.
When you drive from here to my hometown, you got to drive through there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drive through, like, what? You drive through... You go Florida, maybe a little bit of Georgia, no. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana.
Hmm.
Yep.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think. I've said this and I've asked you guys this, right? You still haven't given me a good answer.
Okay.
If you have all 32 quarterbacks lined up and you see that having a top five quarterback doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be successful,
uh-huh,
because of the proof, not because of anything I'm saying, not because of how I feel, but because of the proof. And you understand that one of the reasons why they don't work out is because your team is so bad that they never have a chance to flourish.
Uh-huh.
And you know all this because of the facts that you have in front of you. Then why would you trade up to get a quarterback in the top five?
But the only thing I would say to that, though, is like, what are you hoping to get with that number five pick then that you think is going to equip that quarterback? Because like, you as a person, you are highly against drafting linemen. Mm-hmm. And my mind goes to, if you're saying you're not equipped, because they have offensive pieces.
Here's what I'm here. Everybody confuses the lineman thing, right? The only reason why I say I would never draft the lineman high, not because one doesn't grade out as to high, but how much of an impact is an offensive line going to make if I add one offensive lineman? Because the most important thing, as any offensive lineman would tell you, is continuity.
Yeah, but my question to you is, okay, you say that number five picks don't end up being in the playoffs, which has,
five or higher,
which is proven to be true. But what I would ask you is, okay, you're in this position with the Dolphins,
mm-hmm,
and you look on that side of the football and you want to put a quarterback in better position to succeed. Well, they seemingly have their number one wide receiver.
Okay.
Okay. They seemingly have their good receiving tight end.
Okay.
You obviously need a running back, but you're not taking one at five.
No.
Okay? You never would do that.
Right. You can use some more offensive linemen, right, to shore up that offensive line.
Yeah, but you're telling me that you wouldn't want to do it at five.
No,
ideally.
You got three first-round picks. Let me tell you something. Look at me in the eyes right now.
I am.
If the first pick – don't put me on the show.
You have to come to work, though.
No, I'm talking about
the draft show. I think we know how that's going to go.
I mean, come on.
But all those things considered, though, like, so what am I not having the quarterback suited up for if I'm not using that pick at number five for a lineman, and I have the receiver and the receiving option for him?
Because
what is he not going to
equip for? Understand this: if the defense was any better, would your team have been better? They were the worst in the league.
The defense this year?
Last couple of years have been bottom five.
I mean, well, yeah, but starting off the year where you're getting outscored 100
to nothing,
doesn't
matter. But I mean, okay, that's this year, but the last two or three years also, they've been 29, 30, 31, right? Don't you think you need to do something about that?
I can just imagine Leroy a Friday at 3 in the morning in Vegas after the day after the Dolphins take an offensive lineman at number 5.
I'm going to tell you, that's one time they should just come to me and say, liquor is free for everybody else. You got to pay.
Derek Jeter, he gets into the Hall of Fame, the Marlins CEO, but somebody was being a jerk. That's next. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.